Hi there. This is Keith, and we have found the need to allow space for some deeper spiritual formation practices during these weeks. So some of the things that we've done in the past on Sunday mornings, we've decided to record so that you might use them in case you weren't with us or if you'd like to come back to these practices. So today we are going to simply take a few minutes to step into the expansive space of Jesus. There's many times right now where your world might feel very small if you've been in the same place at home or at work. And we need to step into the space and place of rest that Jesus provides, even if the space around us doesn't seem to provide that. So just take a couple of deep breaths and slow down. If it's helpful, close your eyes, but you don't need to. We're going to begin by inviting you to clench your hands tight in front of you. Think about all of the things that bring you stress right now. Think about all of the things that have built up in your spirit, in your mind. Open your hands and release to God whatever it is that has filled your thoughts. Now clench your hands again. This time, as you squeeze your fist, think about your need to control outcomes and how sometimes you fight to hold on to control. Now open your hands and release and relinquish your need for control to God. Clench your hands a third time. This time, think about your things. Think about protecting what you have. And as you release your hands this time, relinquish your greed, your need to hold on to what is yours, and willingly embrace generosity in every way as you open up your fingers. As you stand or sit in this posture of release, we think of the words of the popular old hymn, "On Christ, the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand." Imagine a rock that you're standing on, maybe by the ocean or by a bay or in the woods. Feel the security of your feet on that rock. Imagine as you're standing on that rock that you look up and you actually see Jesus face to face, standing with you. This can be difficult sometimes, so allow for some grace, but how is Jesus looking at you? What is on his face? Is it deep love and compassion? Is it full of grace? Take a moment to imagine Jesus understanding what is in your heart right now, understanding the struggles. As your mind wanders, embrace that and offer those things up to Jesus in front of you as well. Continue to look at Jesus' face. How does he receive each thought that interrupts? Hear him welcome and transform your thoughts. Imagine Jesus standing before you, asking the same question he asked the blind man in Mark 10. "What do you want me to do for you?" Jesus asks. Instead of commonly thinking about what we can do for Jesus, today simply let Jesus ask you what he can do for you. Breathe deeply once again. Allow space to hear what words Jesus might speak to you as you name what you need. How often I have wanted to gather your children together as a hen protects her chicks beneath her wings, but you wouldn't let me. From Matthew 23. Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. From Matthew 28. Looking at the man, Jesus felt genuine love for him. From Mark 10. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. John 14. Father, I want those you have given me to be with me where I am and to see my glory, the glory you have given me because you loved me before the creation of the world. John 17. I have told you these things so that in me you might have peace. John 16. Hear the words of Jesus wash over you as you're honest about your needs. Look ahead in your mind to the week that's coming. Imagine the challenges that they may hold. Imagine Jesus speaking into each one of those moments over and over again. What is Jesus saying? Listen for his voice. Let your body relax, knowing that you do not need to control outcomes because you are a redeemed and beloved child of God. Breathe deeply once again as you began. Look ahead one more time into the week. Notice Jesus walk toward the week ahead, full of peace and full of purpose. Hear his voice, gentle but strong, speaking, "Come and follow me. Come and follow me." Imagine yourself responding by taking the first step toward what's ahead, knowing that even as you walk into the future, you are following behind Jesus. Take a final breath and be at peace as you head into this coming week.